I didn't see it coming. I don't think anybody did on the ground. I think everybody was preparing for extra time, including us on the sideline, including Bray, because it just looked so even. I thought we had the more clear-cut chances, especially Dara's one and Nathan one, the header from, I think it was 3 yards out. Like, that goes on as a different game. I didn't think there was going to be many goals in it. Obviously, they're riding high. I think they've won maybe 8 out of the last 10. I'm not sure. Or maybe 7. Definitely out of the last 10. A few draws in there and defeat away to Cork. But they're in fine form. But I thought we put it up to them tonight. I thought all over the pitch we created loads of good chances. We played with confidence. We played with intensity. And that's what we're looking for. And again, as I was saying earlier, like it would be nice to be in the next round of the Cup. But at the same time, we need to concentrate on the league. And seeing what we can do for the remainder of games, and see how many points we can put together.
And you showed tonight that performance is in you, Kevin, because as you say, when you've got the ball down, played some decent football and created some good chances.
Yeah, we did. I thought, as I said, I thought we created the better of the chances, even though they had a few near misses as well. But Lorenzo was comfortable enough in his saves, whereas ours just didn't test the keeper. A couple of them went over the bar, and Nathan's one just went right into his hands, and even the one at the end where your man jump, his head was unbelievable. I don't even know how he got that. It was like a diving header with Gavin's one at the very end. So yeah, those things went for them. But that's what goes for you when you're in a good run. Things go for you. And even the way the ball broke for them and your man and behind at the end, and the way it hit off the post and trickled in, it was just it was a real sucker blow. But again, we just move on. It was going to extra time. Could have went either way in extra time as well. I thought we played really, really well tonight. Performance was solid, so we have to take a lot of positives moving to Kerry next week.
Okay, and you had to make a change before kickoff with Conor Tourish. What was the story there, Kevin? A late change?
Yeah, he was carrying a niggle all week, and then he tried it in the warm-up. He trained okay last night, but then in the warm-up we just felt something, so we just couldn't take any chances because, Conor's so important to us. But to be fair to Max, with 10 minutes notice, he got himself ready and got himself prepared inside and we got as much information in them as possible in terms of who's marking and set plays and stuff. It's not ideal, but to be fair to Max, he went out and he performed very, very, very well. Fair play to him.
Okay, so listen, you go to Kerry next weekend. Before that, there's this important meeting on Sunday for within the club, with the shareholders meeting. Kevin, is that something that, I mean, the players must be aware of it. I mean, it's all the talk this last while.
Yeah, you have to address it in the change room because it's there, it's everywhere. And it is a distraction, there's no doubt about it. To me, it's a good distraction, as it says to them. And it's up to them. Like, there's a lot of people out of contract at the end of the year and a lot of people fighting for contracts for next year because you don't know how it's going to go. I don't know how many players I can get in before the window closes, or who else has gone out. It's kind of up in the air at the moment, which is not ideal either because you're trying to prepare each week. But you can see we probably need a few bodies in.
Okay.
But at the same time, if the club goes down the line and says we can't get anybody else in, we have to wait till the end of the year, then we go with what we have and we just bring in more of the younger players up and see what they can do.
Okay.
Because that's the way it's been, and we have to try and get something out of this season. And if we're producing players, then so be it. And we just have to keep pushing forward.